This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Thank God it's...
LFG! Yeah! It's kinda Friday, y'all.
It's Friday for a lot of people.
It's Friday for... most of us. And for those of you whom it's not Friday,
thank God it's
Friday. Yeah. It is likely because what you do for a job is important to all the rest of us. And so for that and the fact that you have to work tomorrow while the rest of us will be not doing that, we thank you for your service, your sacrifice, and I assume and hope your floating holiday to be collected sometime later on in the show. I hope you use the year. I hope you use it wisely. But for those of you for whomst tomorrow you are off, for those of you for whomst tomorrow you are going to be spending the day celebrating the 250th year of the independence of this great country. Well, I guess the run up to next July 4th.
Sorry I didn't bring fireworks, but you know, it's a safety. We're not allowed to do that in here.
So you'll appreciate this. Tomorrow evening, a dear friend of ours, actually one of the friends of the show, I shan't name who, has invited the wifey and I over to their casa for a little Fourth of July.
Yeah,
golly, it feels like it.
So you're not going to a fancy black tie pops concert?
Oh God, no! Quite the opposite. Okay. We will be gathered around a pool, which will have a floating cooler full of beer in it,
and dadgum country music.
Dadgum country music, and the
good guess.
Suggested attire is
Speedo.
No, it's jorts and the most obnoxious American tank tops you can find.
Oh, there you go.
Like, it's that kind of party, right? And so yesterday, the wife of said friend of the show sent a group text to everyone who is invited. There's like 20 of us. Most of us, you know, couples towards the 40 mark. It ain't like it's going to be a rager going until 5 in the morning.
Are there people on the list that you know is not going to show up, but they had to be invited
kind of thing? No, not really.
No, I'm not trying to cause a problem, but there's always, you know, some people on the list you put on the list
because
they don't
usually
get mad because they're not invited.
I think that's usually me.
Really? No, you show up for everything.
I do show up for everything. It's a group of mostly people around my age, most of us, you know, in married or long-term relationships or whatever. So...
sounds like a CW series.
Yesterday, the wife of our kind and gracious host sent a group text thread that said, look, we're going to supply the burgers and the dogs. We're going to supply, 100 beers. But if anybody wants to bring anything else, like, just drop it in the chain here so that everybody knows who's bringing what. And the ladies in the group we're all kicking it around. Like, okay, we need a pie. We need an apple pie. It's America. Got to have an apple pie. Okay, well, I'm gonna bring this and I'm gonna bring that. I'll bring these and I'll bring those. And it was adorable until the dudes got into the chat, and then it was, yeah, I'm bringing about $150 worth of fireworks. And then another dude was like, yeah, I already planned on fireworks. And then the third guy was like, what if we just all bring fireworks? And now it's the ladies setting up what is going to be a lovely 4th of July, classically American spread, everything with burgers and dogs down to barbecue and smoked meats. Like, it's going to be fruits and veggies. Like, it's going to be a lovely American 4th of July spread. And then we're going to have, based on the group thread yesterday, and yeah, I'm absolutely participating, about $2,000 worth of stuff to blow up.
Please be careful. And I'm guessing this is probably a neighborhood. So, I mean, if the cops get called, don't tell them who you are.
I am no one. A man has no name.
Sit in the background. Don't say anything.
You know me. I'm a big sit in the background guy.
Yeah, as soon as your voice is heard, suddenly a local radio host arrested after too much fireworks.
Fireworks aren't illegal here, are they?
They are not. But yeah. But I'm guessing that the arsenal that you guys are about to unleash may be too much for a neighborhood. That's all I'm saying. I mean, I don't know if there are limits for neighborhood fireworks.
I will say this. The lady and I were talking about it last night because she was like, hey, what's our plan? What time are we going? What time are we coming back? And I was like, well, I mean, I figure we head over there around. They invited us for 5:30, so I figure we'll be there, you know, 5:30, 5:45, somewhere in that range. Like, I'm at the point now where I'm going to show up because I know how much of a pain in the ass it is when you throw a party like this to have to set the whole thing up.
Are you sure that's not the – are you sure you just not show up early so you can leave early type thing because you're getting older?
No.
I know you said everybody's about the same age, so this thing's going to wrap up around 7:30, right?
That was the conversation we had. Now, I will also say this is a group thread full of bros that when asked what are you bringing for the potluck, there's like 9 of us, and every one of us was like, I don't know, $200 in fireworks sound all right? And every other one of us was like, yeah, it kind of does. Kind of sounds great. I'll do that too. So I think tomorrow, and I think for me, the 4th of July is kind of a different animal. There are just a handful of holidays to me that I willingly go a little harder in the paint, to the point that when we were having the conversation about what time are we going to go, what time are we going to come back, my response was, I figure we'll be over there about 5:36. They invited us for 5:30, so like close to the beginning. And she goes, well, when are we coming back? And I was like, I don't know, whenever it's over. And she's like, all right, well, I'll just have an Uber ready just in case. And I'm like, no, that's fine, because there's a very good chance that this thing, it's America's birthday. If it was my BFF's birthday and they were like, yo, come to the house and we're just going to get lit and go into the evening, I would say yes, because that's my BFF. Well, America's my BFF. And if we can party on into the evening to celebrate America's birthday, why am I going to say no to that? What, do I hate freedom? What, am I a communist? Absolutely not. I shall celebrate freedom into the wee hours of the morning. I don't have to get up till like 11:30 Saturday, so we're good.
You know what I'm going to be doing? I'm going to be having the water hose ready, or as they say around here, the hose pipe ready in case someone sets a forest on fire. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to hear the fireworks, and I'm going to go, please don't set the forest on fire. Because, you know, I don't know, the deep woods folks, somehow they have their own red, white, and boom, and it's a little scary. Also, I may go to Gray Quartz. I've talked about this before. It's definitely a thing. You know, the finale is about to happen when they catch the grass on fire. And inevitably, what are those things called? Are they called pots or something? I forget what they're called, where they shoot off the big fireworks.
A mortar?
They're called something. One of those, it turns over eventually. And the grass catches on fire and fireworks like are shot towards all the cars, then you know it's time to go. So, I mean, and listen, I'm not making it up. I know people think that I make color things. No, this happens almost every year. The fire trucks are on standby because they know, and I don't know if maybe it's just some old dude that's been doing it forever and his hands are shaky, but it's always they turn over and the grass catches on fire.
I have yet to this point, I have yet to either catch anything on fire or to Jason Pierre-Paul myself.
Yeah, don't.
I'm
going
to try to keep
that
streak alive.
Yeah.
All right. So we are going to have a little fun on the radio broadcast today because as Lonzo's introduction there pointed out, thank God it's Friday. Oh, what? That was not good. Thank God it's Friday. Yeah. So let's do some stuff. We obviously have a lot we got to get to. The Lakers have a center.
Have you ever been part of a horn section? Speaking of that song.
Yeah, I used to play trombone back.
I know you did that, but were you ever part of a horn section in a band?
In a marching band.
Oh, okay. Because I used to work with a guy who said he was in a band, and then there's no mention of him in that band's history ever. I'm just saying. I just some random guy.
I did play a little trombone back in the day. I did play in a marching band, not in a... I will tell you, there's a group of six of us right now here locally that are kicking around the idea of starting a band. And we have two things that we're putting together right now. One, and neither of these are a joke, by the way. One of them is a ska band that takes like emo and punk songs and then transposes them into like upbeat ska music, right? So like emo, pump, rock songs, but makes them ska. The other one that we're working on.
Could you give me an example of an emo song?
Yeah, like anything by like Fall Out Boy.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. And then the other one is a punk rock band, but we only play covers of Disney songs, but punked out. Like real hard punk rock, but only Disney songs. Blah, 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 blah. We're talking about it. It's going to be fun. All right, so today on the show, we got a lot we got to get to. On the radio broadcast, we got to talk about the Lakers. DeAndre Ayton signs a 2-year deal yesterday. So all of the criticism about the Lakers standing pat, I think they moved closer to a championship yesterday. But I have some concerns about DeAndre Ayton, so we'll talk about that later on in the show, if only because of the amount of time that y'all wanted to keep talking about the Lakers yesterday. We're going to get to that a little bit later on in the radio show. We have got to get some football in here. I got another quote from another big-time college football talking head about the South Carolina Gamecocks, and I do want to ask the question. It feels to me, at least since I moved here, good Lord, over 5 years ago now, over half a decade ago now.
It's almost six. It'll be six before you know it, right?
In March, yeah. Let's get to football season before we start looking ahead to that. This is the first year since I moved here where I think the expectations are no longer about moving forward. I think the expectations are for success now, right? Like, I think the last couple of years, the last year of the old coach, the first year of the new coach, the multiple years since the new coach was there, I think the last couple of years, the expectation for the South Carolina Gamecock football program has been a march towards success. I don't think the expectation has been to succeed. I think it is this year. I think I am ready to say that the expectation this year is for success. And we are next week probably, but maybe we do this while we are at SEC Media Days the week after that. At some point, I'm going to ask the question, as I do every offseason, of you Gamecock fans and Clemson fans and Paladin fans and Terrier fans and Panther fans and Falcons fans, et cetera, et cetera. I'm going to ask the question, what is your realistic and reasonable ceiling and floor? What is the worst you can do? What is the best you can do without demanding changes and to hit a celly? But I think now, and we'll talk about this in a little bit more specific language later in the show, I do think this year is the first year that I can say, or that I will say, you may not, or you may, I don't know. I think this is the first year that I would make the argument that it is no longer success would be an upward movement for South Carolina. I think this is the first year that I'm going to look and say, I kind of expect success. Now, what success is, we'll have to debate that. Is it 10 wins? Is it 9 wins? I'm going to tell you right now, I did another deep dive yesterday on the Schetti on You Better You Bet. And the more I look at it, I said a couple of weeks ago, I think 10-2 is a realistic outcome. I'm kind of coming back to like maybe 9-3. Like I think I'm closer to the 9-3 than I am the 10-2 right now. That's a badass schedule they got to play. So I think I'm closer to the 9-3. But I think that my expectation might be 9-3 this year. I think that might be my expectation. And of course, as you get closer to success, remember last year, 9-3 was like our ceiling. If they get to 9 wins, that's a good year. And they did. Good year. But the baseline, I think we said last year, if I recall correctly, was 6-6. Well, like anything less than 6-6, anything less than bowl eligibility, we might have a problem. We might have to discuss and debate if there are changes that need to be made. They got to 9, that was great, whatever. But we gave a 3-game window, right? Like 9-3 is a reasonable ceiling, but the floor was 3 games below that at 6-6, at 500. I think I'm going to say the same thing this year, that my reasonable expectation is 9-3, but I think the window of roof to ceiling is shrinking. And I think that shows an upward trajectory. If you are taking the window of, well, it could be this on the bad end and it could be this on the good end, and that window is a 3-game difference, that means that your team is inconsistent. That means that there are elements of growth, signs of growth, but you don't really know if they've caught or if you trust them, whatever. If that window starts to shrink and you start saying 9-3, I'm not asking for 10-2, 11-1 undefeated. I'm asking for 9-3. I think that's reasonable. But my expectation on the bottom end of what I would say is a failed season, I don't think it's 6-6 this year. I think 7 wins is the minimum that I would expect this year to be able to say, I'm okay with this. Not I'm happy with it. I'm okay with it. It's like if somebody says, do you want dessert? And you say yes, and they bring you like vanilla ice cream. All right. Like, it's better than nothing. It ain't good. I mean, it's fine, right? 7 wins is the vanilla ice cream this year. I think 9 wins is like your baseline dessert, like just a good piece of chocolate cake. Is it jumping off the page? No. Is it going to be in the all-time top 5 list?
7 wins would be bad. I mean, less than that would be even worse, but 7 wins would be bad.
You think 7 wins is more unacceptable than it is, okay, like not what we wanted, but good enough?
Yeah, I think it's unacceptable.
I mean, it's fair. That's fair. A lot of people do. Again, like, and I've got another clip.
I think the floor is probably 9 for me.
No, the floor is not 9. The floor is not 9. That schedule's tough.
I said for me, the floor is 9. I think a lot of South Carolina fans will say the floor is at least 9.
Honestly, I think.
Except for those, well, you know, we kind of do this every year. Probably going to hope we're bowl eligible.
I didn't know Eeyore was a South Carolina fan, but here we are.
Eeyore is a fan of many teams.
That's fair.
Yeah.
I think 9, honestly, is probably towards... I think 10 is achievable but lofty. I think 9 is my target. I think 9 is like, that's a good season. I'm happy with it. We could have done a little better. Could have gone way worse. I think 8...
See, I don't want to hear about the schedule. The schedule is the same every year, and they've done pretty well before, which means they can do it again. Yeah, other teams have gotten better. Other teams have gotten worse. That's just football. So, I mean, if you complain about the schedule every year, not saying you, but if you complain about the schedule every year, that's you're going to complain about it because it's going to be that every single year. You're in the SEC. You're going to have a schedule like that every year.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Is there a team out there who gets to play all the bottom feeders? I don't think there is. That team is lucky.
I'll say this. If you offer me right now, and I had to coach my way through it, to play your schedule, the Gamecock schedule, I'm taking Ohio State's every time. taken it 100 out of 50 times.
Right. And I wouldn't blame you. But I'm not comparing it to that. What I'm saying is, if you're in the SEC, you know how bad your schedule, you know your schedule is going to be tough because there are so many good teams.
Right. But
so why complain about the schedule? That's all I'm saying. Get out there and win games.
Just because you're used to playing the heavyweights.
An excuse, and it's not.
It's not an excuse. It's a reason. At the end of the day, if I've got to play at the end of this year, so I pointed this out yesterday. In the back 7 weeks of the season, they are playing six teams, three of which will be in the playoffs, three of which will be right there on the bubble with South Carolina.
Did they do that last year?
Did they do that the year before? Even if you have all these teams stacked, they did not have them stacked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 to end the year. So if South Carolina comes out and let's say they drop a game early in the season, that's a dumb one. Now all of a sudden, they have to be perfect against six consecutive playoff teams. They would have to win more teams against playoff teams or bubble teams than a team has to win in the playoffs to win a national championship.
I will say this, and I don't normally do this, but I've been covering the Gamecocks for 28 years. I don't remember an easy schedule.
I'm not.
So that's what I'm saying. The schedule is going to be hard. You're in the SEC. You know the schedule. If you're a player, you want it to be hard. Because if you beat those teams, you're automatically vaulted up to the top.
I mean, again, I get what you're saying and you're not wrong. But also there is some level of relativity of if I got to play six playoff teams and Ohio State's got to play two all season long, like you're going to the playoffs before I am.
Wow, man, what a bad week for me.
It really is. All right, we're going to talk more about this later on in the show. We got a lot to get to. When we come back here in a minute, I am going to do something that I don't ordinarily do. We're going to do a theme day question of the day. I don't ever do this, but it's the 4th of July tomorrow. So we're going to do that, and we're going to have some fun with it. Rob Lonzo and you, the Rob Brown Show's on the radio, the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
As it is the 4th of July weekend, as tomorrow we will be off, and I assume most of you will be off, I want to do something that I don't ordinarily do. And there's a reason that I want to do it. You know, we will play into the theme of holidays on the show, especially when the show falls on one of those holidays. But I've never really been a, here's your question of the day, and it's non-sports related, which, you know, which whatever about this holiday is your favorite thing? What's your favorite go-to St. Patrick's Day beverage or whatever? It's like not my thing, right? Because we got minimum time. But I do want to do that today. And the reason that I want to do that today is because the 4th of July is special to me. All right? Like it's a big deal. And I think we should all celebrate it, regardless of your feeling of where the country is on any given year. On any given year. Quit rolling your eyes. You're going to hurt yourself, Lonzo. Regardless of where you think the country is at this moment or any moment, I still think we ought to celebrate it. Whether you think we need dramatic change or whether you think the change we are experiencing is good as it is, I think that the country ought be celebrated as it is a country that gives us the opportunity to enact change. It gives us the opportunity to enact changes where we want to see them. That is, to me, the glory of America. I know. I also am trying to ignore that I just did that. That is, to me, what makes this country very special, is the fact that we all have the opportunity, you are all afforded the opportunity to voice the things that you like and do not like, to voice your concerns, your critiques, your criticism, to heap praise where you think it is due, and to try to sell your ideas on the direction we should be going in the marketplace of ideas, with the acknowledgement that your idea may not be the one that's picked, and you may have to work harder, or you may have to change your viewpoint, whatever. I think that is the beautiful part of the United States of America. So, I elect today, unlike a lot of holidays, to have a themed question of the day. And it is this. What is, in your opinion, what is the most American sports moment of all time? And you can pick any moment you want, and you can pick that moment for any reason. It could be Lake Placid.
Do they have to be real, or can they be movie moments?
I mean, if you want to make it, you know, I'm going to say this. I'm going to say it needs to be real, because I think, in honor of celebrating the country that we all share, I think when you have a real moment in history, an organic moment in history, there is something special about that. I could sit down with a pen and a pad and fantasy book a great American moment. I think when life provides you with a real moment of togetherness, I think when you are provided with a real moment of unity that is naturally created, that we naturally fall into, I think there's something very special about that. And I think that's one of the reasons that we all love sports. This is not an American moment for me, but I'll tell you what my favorite moment in sports as a whole is. It was September 25th, sitting in the New Orleans Superdome after Hurricane Katrina, the first game back after Hurricane Katrina. New Orleans Saints v. the Atlanta Falcons, Monday Night Football. And my favorite moment had nothing to do with the game. My favorite moment was in the pregame. U2 came out and played the pregame show. And they brought out Trombone Shorty along with a handful of other local New Orleans musicians. And they did this big tribute on the video board to the victims of Hurricane Katrina. And then the lights all went out and U2 started playing. And then the lights started coming back on and they were just surrounded by New Orleans musicians, New Orleans artists, and residents who were invited to the game because of the suffering they went through with that hurricane. And when that was happening, you could look around the Superdome and you could see just an overwhelming amount of togetherness, because there was obviously there was a lot of polarization about what happened in the wake of Katrina. There was obviously a lot of controversy about the way that the federal government did or did not assist, the way that George Bush handled the situation, the way that FEMA handled the situation, the way that local and state agencies handled the situation, the fact that there was a lot of negativity and there were a lot of people trying to help and there were a lot of people taking advantage of the fact that people needed help. But in that moment, none of that existed. In that moment, the only thing that existed was 77,000 people in a place that we did not know if we would ever be back, watching a football team that meant so much to that city and those people that we thought we had lost. They were going to San Antonio. They were going to Oklahoma City. They were going to wherever. They were gone. And here they are. They're back. And then they did this big tribute to the catastrophe that created that moment. And when you looked around that stadium, there were grown-ass men crying. You know how I know? I was one of them. Just bawling and singing and screaming and arms around each other. I was there with a dear friend of mine, Tim Siren, and his wife, Katie, and one of their friends from New Orleans. And we were all like just arm in arm, arms around shoulders with people we had never met before. It was the most incredible, moving, emotional experience of my life. And obviously, it's going to mean something more to people that are from New Orleans, people who struggled through that. I got family members who lost everything they owned in that hurricane. But in that moment, they weren't thinking about that. They weren't thinking about the blue tarp on the roof or the fact that they had to gut their entire house and that every possession that they had spent their entire life working towards acquiring was gone. In that moment, we got the dome back. In that moment, we had our football team back. In that moment, we had that spirit of New Orleans back, which is a very special thing. So I'm looking for the American patriotic version of that. I know that there is going to be a few on the list that I think all of us are going to share. I will tell you mine. It's more local. And by the way, if you have a local, a regional, like a smaller community story, I'm great with that too. Here's mine. After September 11th of 2001, Rob Brown was a sophomore in high school. I was on the JV football team because I stank at football. I was on the JV team, and because I am who I am and always have been, I was also the first ever sophomore sports editor of the Smoke Signals newspaper of Choctachi High School. And after September 11th, obviously that was a Tuesday, everything was canceled for the rest of the week. But the very next week, my high school, Choctachi High School, was scheduled to play Niceville High School, which is just up the highway from us. It's a big rivalry. And our two principals were having a discussion about whether or not they should cancel the game. And the Okaloosa County School Board was having a conversation about whether or not they should just cancel sports. Like, this is a big deal. People are still reeling. We're still recovering. Should we be playing football? And that next week, I wrote an editorial in my paper that said, we need to play these games because sports heals, community heals, being together heals. And there is nothing that our community gathers around and enjoys doing together more than Friday Night Lights and going to watch a high school football game. And I wrote this big, long editorial, and I specifically called out the two principals of the schools. Richard Bounds was mine. I think John Spolsky was the principal at Niceville. And I wrote this big editorial, and we went to press on Monday, and it was distributed on Tuesday. And I got a call on the PA from my class on Tuesday to go to the principal's office. I named him, so I'm like, uh-oh, I'm in trouble, right? So I went down there to Richard Bounds' office, and he called me into his office, and he said, I want you to know that I've been on the phone this morning, and I've been telling the other principal, John Spolsky at Niceville, and I told the school board this morning, we need to play these games because of your editorial. I read it to them because I think it was that good. So on that Friday, we played those games. And they did something we've never done before, which is when we got it was an away game at Niceville. When we got there, the folks that were taking tickets and all that were telling people, tonight there is no home bleachers or away bleachers. Tonight we want everybody to sit everywhere. We want Niceville people and Choctaw people sitting together because tonight is about us, even though we are on opposite sides on the football field, it is about us being together. And they were encouraging people to sit on both sides of the stadium. And they did. And there was a moment well before the game where, and this does not happen either, both marching bands took the field together and played the national anthem together. They did not play the school fight songs. They did not play their own little pregame shows. They came out on the field, marched out there together, played the national anthem together. And when you looked around the stadium, Niceville wore maroon, Choctaw wore green. And the entire stadium was just intermingled maroon and green. And when they played the national anthem, it was one of the most moving things I've ever seen. Everybody was holding American flags up in the air. It was this incredible moment of unity and togetherness. And throughout the game, and this was organic. Nobody said this. Nobody asked for this. Nobody requested this. Nobody scripted this. Throughout the game, any time that either team did a thing, everyone in the stadium would get up and cheer for it. Choctaw scores, Niceville people were going bananas. Niceville scored, Choctaw people were going bananas. It was the single most unifying moment of community that I think I've ever experienced. That was 24 years ago. And I still, like, of my high school career, that was probably the most memorable night. That is my number one moment. But I know the Miracle on Ice is going to be on this list for many of you. I know that the first NFL games back, the first MLB games back after 9/11 are going to be on this list for you. But I know that there are others, too. One that I don't think is going to be on a lot of lists. I wasn't alive for it. Probably the majority of you weren't. You can go to YouTube right now and watch Jesse Owens picking up gold in 1936 in Berlin in front of Adolf Hitler. Like that, how's that not patriotic as hell, right? So all of that being said, the question I'd like you to answer today, 844-326-3663, you can text it or you can call in and tell me the story. Whether it is a local story, regional story, state story, federal, national story, whatever. What is the most red, white, and blue sports moment of all time for you? Take your answers throughout the course of the show. We got a lot more we're going to get to. We'll start talking sports when we come back. Rob Lonzo and you on the Rob Brown Show. This is the Fan Upstate.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What is the most patriotic moment in sports? I gave you mine already. It came from a high school football game in 2021 in metropolitan Niceville, Florida. I assume that it is still one of the largest high school football crowds in the history of that county when two rivals came together to play a game the Friday, not the immediate Friday, but the Friday after that of 9/11. Neither side sat in their bleachers home and away. Everybody kind of sat together, and everybody was cheering for every moment of the football game. The two bands played the national anthem together, not a dry eye in the house. It was an incredible moment. I want yours. What is the most patriotic moment in American sports history? You can text it to 844-326-3663 on the Hub City Spartanburgers text line, or you can call in and share your story live on the air. We've got a couple of texts so far. Texter said, greatest moment in sports for me was when the 1980 hockey team beat the Russians in the Olympics in New York. I did not live too far from there either. That's from Bomber. Bomber, appreciate that text. I assume the Lake Placid Olympics of 1980 are going to be on that list for a lot of y'all. Of course, that was a big moment. You got a ragtag group of American hockey players, most of them college amateur athletes, who came together and beat a global superpower at a game that they were playing professionals, that they were playing Russian supermen, and we went out there with the stars and stripes and put it on them. That 100%. Do you believe in miracles? Yes. That's a great moment. I am almost, despite the fact that it is easy to go back and watch that entire game on YouTube, and it is a spectacular moment, I also think that this is one of those moments that the context around it is what made it. I mean, it was special. But the context around it is what makes it special. And I didn't get to experience that. I did as a, 16-year-old experience 9/11. And so the context of a lot of those moments are big for me. Another texter said, when W threw a strike on the first pitch after 9/11. I very much agree with that one. That was a moment that, first off, again, context, not just the 9/11, but the amount of everything that went into that moment. Yankee Stadium, Game 3, 2001 World Series, dude rolled out there with a bulletproof vest on, underneath a large, effective Letterman's jacket, a thick Letterman's jacket, and delivered a pipe that day. That is, and I am willing to say this without reservation, and I don't even know that I would be willing to entertain a debate about it. George W. Bush's first pitch strike, I think, is the greatest honorary first pitch of all time. And I don't think it's ever going to be challenged. I think it was the greatest first pitch, not just because of the context of it. And again, this came, a month and some change after 9/11, but we were still reeling. There were still people in New York City digging through rubble. I believe there was still smoke and fire around Ground Zero. This was still a very fresh memory. And for those of us that lived it, I think even 24 years later, it is still a very fresh memory, right? So for him to go out there, the first game of the World Series played at Yankee Stadium after the attacks, for W to go out there and deliver a strike with everything that he had gone through for the past month and a half, for everything he was still going through, to be in a bulletproof vest and a big, thick jacket, for him to go out there and hit that first pitch, and not just hit a first pitch, but deliver a first pitch. That, as small of a moment as it was in terms of walk out on the field, throw a pitch, walk back off. That ball crossing that plate in the middle of the K zone just felt like a moment of resilience. It just felt like a moment where that one pitch delivered by a man who sits in what is arguably the highest and most important office in, certainly in the country, maybe on planet Earth, to go out there with everything he had been through, everything we had been through, and deliver that pitch in that moment in front of that crowd in that building, felt like it was a moment of resilience and, dare I say, American stubbornness, the highest of compliments. That's a great take. Texter said, playing b-ball with the Army, Air Force, and Navy just after taking indirect fire in Iraq. First off, thank you very much for what you did, Texter. Thank you very much for sacrifices that you made. Second off, that moment's got to be special. Something like that has got to be personal. That's got to be special. And I would imagine that the men and women who were involved in that moment for you probably feel the same way. Most of us could not imagine what that is like. Most of us could not imagine what that moment would mean. To just get back, have some normalcy, and to do something that is uniquely American, which is just a little pickup basketball. Like, I can't imagine that moment wouldn't touch. And I think for a lot of us, the moment that we choose, and again, if you're just tuning in, I don't do theme day stuff very often, but we are doing it today because I think there is, especially as tomorrow is the kickoff of the celebration of the 250th year of existence of this great country, I do think it is important to celebrate it. And this moment, more than a lot of other holidays, I think is worth taking the time to have a little fun and to think and to contemplate. And I think that this achieves that, or at least I hope it does. I do think that the moment that you select is going to be something that made it individually important to you. And again, individuality is a big, big part of the fabric of the United States of America. Individuality, your ability to be you, to be who you are, to do what you want to do, to succeed and to fail on your own drive, ambition, and merit is a big part of the fabric of what the United States of America is. And so it is fitting to me that the moment that you pick is likely going to be a moment that was special for whatever reason to you. Again, I picked a moment that I would assume zero people that are listening to this radio program right now had any involvement or participation with. But that was that moment for me. And there were other moments. Again, the Jets players running onto the field for the first NFL game back in New York after 9/11, carrying those American flags. That was a big moment. George W. Bush throwing out that first pitch in New York at Yankee Stadium. That was a big moment. If I recall correctly, the Mets actually played the first game back in New York City, or one of the first games back in New York City after 9/11, and Mike Piazza was still playing for them at that point. And Piazza had a big game back. I think he went yard in that game, if I recall. I could be wrong about that. I think he went yard in that game. Those were all big-time moments. And I got to think that if you are a New Yorker, or if you're somebody who was in or around the city at that point in time, that moment probably elevates to you. The moment of elevation for me was my community, my town, my county, the people that I knew, the kids I was growing up with, the parents of the kids that I was growing with. And to know that, because I was at that game, not as a football player, because again, I stank at football, so I was on the JV squad. I went to that game as a fan, and I guess to some degree as a reporter, because I was the sports editor of my high school paper. Shut up. I was at that game, and I was standing on the sideline. And I do very much remember not just the maroon of Niceville High School and the green of Choctawhatchee High School intermingled throughout the entire stadium. I very much also remember recognizing that some of the parents of the kids that were on the team were sitting on the opposite side of where their kid was because they had been asked to, for the sake of showing unity and togetherness, they were sitting on the other side because being involved and intermingled. And I remember how much that meant to me. So, 844-326-3663 is the Hub City Spartanburger text line. 844-FANFONE. You can text your answer to that number, or you can call that answer or that number with your answer. What is the most patriotic moment in the history of sports? We have got W throwing out the first pitch after 9/11. We have got the Team USA victory at Lake Placid in the 1980 Winter Games. I've added mine to the list. I want you to add yours, and we will keep adding to this list throughout the course of the show. Are there any more? I mean, I will say, I do think it is probably not a super extensive list when it comes to the big professional sports. Obviously, there's going to be a lot about 9/11. I would put one on the list. I did put one on the list in the last segment. This is a moment that I was not alive for, and I expect a lot of you were not alive for. But it is something that I have watched. I have watched documentaries on it. I have watched YouTube clips of the events themselves. There is something very special to me about the 1936 Olympic Games in Berlin, Germany. Now, obviously, pre-World War II, the Third Reich was on its way up, but was not there yet. Adolf Hitler, though, had begun to talk about the superior race, had begun to talk about the uprising, had begun to talk. We had not yet got to the beer hall putsch and all that, but we had started down that path. And the Germans at that point had started to talk about the concept of the superior race. And here comes a young cat named Jesse Owens representing Team USA. And one of the things that I think makes this even more American is not just that Jesse Owens went there and kicked the asses of every one of the superior race, but I think it is also important to acknowledge that a large portion of the athletes on Team USA did not want Jesse Owens there. A lot of the athletes on Team USA did not want a black man representing the country at that time. And what did Jesse Owens do? Jesse Owens showed up and he pulled on the red, white, and blue, despite the fact he knew that a lot of the people he went there with, a lot of people that were wearing the same track and field uniform he was wearing, did not think that he deserved to wear it or that he should wear it. They were ashamed to be represented by him wearing that jersey. So what did he do? Don't care. He put on the jersey. He put on the uni. He went out there. He ran his ass off. He won a handful of gold medals. And he represented the country as a black man, not just in front of Adolf Hitler and the Nazis, but in front of white supremacists who didn't want him there either, wearing the same jersey. I don't know how you get more American than that. That is a hell of a moment. That one's got to be on the list for me. Texas says, I know this one doesn't touch the ones you named, but the USA hockey team dropping the gloves versus Canada this year after they booed our national anthem was pretty badass. Look, I got a lot of hot take opinions about the Canadians booing the anthem. All right, I got a lot of hot takes about it. I'll keep those to me. That being said, you better believe I was sitting in the basement of a buddy of mine out in Greer, and we were USA, USA, USA-ing loud enough. I thought the cops were going to be called when Kachuk's gloves hit the ice and the brothers started scrapping. I agree. That's a great take. All right, here's a great take. Well, like four of them, 3 to 5 of them, whatever. Lonzo Sports Flash.
Put that kind of pressure on me. I don't talk as fast as you do. The Atlanta Braves knocked off the Angels in game 2 of their 3-game set last night. 8-3 rookie Didier Fuentes went 3.2 innings, giving up 4 hits, 2 runs, and striking out 6. The Braves collected a dozen hits, including home runs from Sean Murphy, Jerickson Profar in his return from an 80-game suspension, and a grand slam from Matt Olson in the 6th. Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw became the 20th player and 4th lefty in Major League Baseball history to record 3,000 strikeouts. Kershaw is also one of just 4 to do it with one team. The number came with two outs in the 6th inning of a 5-4 victory over the White Sox. The Lakers have added a big man, signing former Trailblazers DeAndre Ayton to a 2-year deal. Yeah, they finally got a center. Ayton also had interest from Indiana, New York, Milwaukee, Cleveland, and Denver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.